弟兄姊妹们平安。
PC brothers and sisters，
非常欢迎你们再到山上来哈。
Welcome you once again to the mountaintop。
我想弟兄姊妹每一次来到这里的时候，我们心里面都很喜乐。
Once you trust that every time we come here, we are full of joy。
啊，因为我们过去连续几年主在这里都给了我们非常丰富的恩典。
For many years, consecutively, the Lord has blessed us tremendously。
Hello, brother Ernie. So sorry, I don't have time to say hello to you yet.
Hello, brother Ernie.
It's about time for you to go to bed. Now, 我想大家开车虽然都很辛苦，不容易啊。
I know everybody had a hard time traveling, driving up here.
110多迈，今天我开了3个半小时。
Over 110 miles took me 3.5 hours today.
因为我们一车的人平均年龄75岁左右。
The average age and the occupants of my car is around 75 years old.
我的老父亲一路上大概每不到10分钟就要求要下车上厕所一次。
My dad had to go to the bathroom almost every 10 minutes.
他一路上起码问了我好几十次，还有多久？还有多久 ？Are we there yet?
Basically asked me, "Are we there yet?" The entire way here.
弟兄姊妹，虽然很紧张的开来，可是一来到这里就有说不出来的喜乐。
Yes, I was full of burden as I was driving here, but when I got here, I was full of joy.
因为我觉得在这边真的是一个最近过去几年神特别向我们施恩的地方。
And again, this is a particular place that we receive immense grace from God in the previous years.
我相信很多人都记忆犹新，每次踏到这里，我们就想起去年蒙恩的情形。
And every time we come here, we remember what God has done for us last year.
今天在路上我还在跟于师母讲，每次在开车的时候都说明年不要再。
And I was recounting with Sister Nancy that every time we drive up here, we would say, "Next year, we're not coming up here anymore."
然后每次开回去的时候，就说这趟路值得来。
And every time on our way back, we say, "This was worth it."
虽然是跑了2-3个小时这样跑过来，可是每一次来都觉得非常值得。
It's far away from home, takes a lot of time, but afterwards, we know it's really worth it.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们好好祷告，也彼此祷告。
Brothers, we pray that we ourselves will pray earnestly and pray for one another.
就像我们会前也在这里祷告，没有一个人在这里不被主得着的。
And as we pray that not a single person will not be laid hold of by God.
而且我们在山下就一再的祷告，说主，我们决定不甘心，怎么来怎么回去。
And we pray before we came up here, we say, God, we are not willing that everyone would come the same way and leave the same way.
我们一定要被你改变。
Lord, we need to be changed by you.
我们的生命要被你改变。
God, our lives need to be transformed by you.
我们跟你的关系要被改变。
Our relationship with you needs to be changed.
我们目前属灵的情形一定要被你改变。
Our current spiritual condition needs to be changed by you.
我们求神把一个很强的渴慕放在我们里面。
We ask the Lord to give us a very deep desire and a yearning.
他应许我们饥渴慕义的人有福了，他一定要得到饱足的。
The Lord promised that those who hunger for righteousness, they will be filled.
所以我们越多的倒空，他就越多的充满我们。
So the more we empty ourselves, the more the Lord will fill us up.
我们更多的渴慕，他就更多的来满足我们。
The more we long for Him, the more He will satisfy us.
去年我来的时候，我就说去年的题目好难讲，讲住在基督里。
And last, we counted what we shared last year to abide in Christ. I thought that was a very difficult topic.
然后我发现今年的题目也是不好讲，看啊，神的羔羊。
And then I discovered the topic for this year is also equally difficult. Behold the Lamb of God.
我尤其听到这个赵家英英他们全家为了这次聚会祷告。
And I hear our brother Francis and Ying, they've been praying for our entire retreat.
然后他们说一定要看见羔羊，要看见。
And they say we need to behold the Lamb.
每一个人都要看见。
Everyone needs to see Him.
然后小 Peter 跟他说 impossible, impossible.
And then little Peter would say, it's impossible.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个 impossible 在我里面成为很大的 burden.
And I know this word impossible has become a huge burden for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的这个只有主能够开我们的眼睛。
But it's only God can open our eyes.
我们尽可能的，我们在这里讲耶稣，叫大家看耶稣。
And we talk about looking off to Jesus and to look upon Jesus.
但是我们需要圣灵来开我们的眼睛，让我们真看见耶稣。
And we need the Holy Spirit to really open our eyes that we may truly see Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天在这个时代里面，我们看了太多我们不该看的东西。
Because in this time in this generation, our eyes have seen too many things that we shouldn't see. We shouldn't watch.
太少去看那些该看的。
And we seldom look upon the things that we need to look upon.
所以我们花了很多的时间看那些不该看的东西。
So we waste a lot of time watching those worthless things.
我们看那些不需要看或不值得看的东西。
We look at the things that is not worthy of our attention, worthy of our time.
那就是每当我们看一个东西的时候
，But when we start looking at something or gazing into something,
它就会在我们的生命里面产生影响力的。
And then in our lives, it will all poison foods.
你看亚当夏娃就是看到那个果子好做食物。
And Adam and Eve, they saw that fruit. They said that it's pleasant for them as food.
所以他们把神对他们那么严肃的要求放到后面去。
And、so they displaced the requirement that God that was on them.
大卫看见这个。巴士巴在那里洗澡的时候，他就犯罪了。
And David, when he beheld Bathsheba, he sinned.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，罪都是从我们看的不该看的东西开始的。
And runs a lot of times sin into our lives through the things that we see that we are not to see.
仇敌用各样的东西在这里吸引我们的眼目。
And the enemy used whatever means possible to draw our gaze and our attention.
要将我们的眼睛从该看的，从耶稣的身上转到今天的世界。
To take our eyes off the things that we ought to look at, Jesus Christ, and to turn into the world.
然后发现一件事情，当我们更多看这个世界上的东西的时候。
And that we discover as we gaze into the world more.More and more,
然后我们心灵的眼睛就开始瞎了。
And the eyes of our hearts grow dim.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在马太福音特别告诉我们，眼睛是身上的灯，或是身上的光。
And Jesus spoke in the Gospel according to Matthew that our eyes is the lamp within us.
眼睛如果嘹亮，全身就光明。
If the eyes is well lit, then the entire body is lit.
如果黑暗的话，我们就看不到了。
But if it's darkness, we cannot see.
然后底下主耶稣说，如果我们心里的光如果黑暗的话，那这个黑暗是何等的大。
But if that darkness within us is so dim, how great is that darkness?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们的眼睛一直在看今生外面的东西的时候
，And if our eyes keep gazing upon this life and the things of this life,
你会发现一件事情，就是我们心灵的眼睛开始瞎了。
And you begin to discover the eyes of our hearts are going blind.
明明主跟我们同在，我们却感受不到他的同在。
The Lord is certainly with us, but we cannot sense His presence.
明明圣经上有这么多宝贵的应许。但是我们却觉得他跟我们无关。
So many wonderful promises in the Word of God that we cannot relate to.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许说，凡你眼睛所看的都是你的。
And God's promises to Abraham, all that you beheld is yours.
神对约书亚说，凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
And God spoke to Joshua, all that you put your feet upon will be yours.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们看不到。
But we cannot see that.
我们不知道要走什么路。
We don't know what is the path before us.
所以我们在主的里面，我们在这个世界的里面，我们常常瞎眼。
So in this world, we are often blind.
不管主耶稣
whether it's Jesus,
不管保罗
whether it's Paul,
当他们在地上的时候
while they were in this world,
他们身上有一个非常重要的托付或是 ministry.
There's a ministry that's commissioned in their lives.
叫做开人的眼睛
It's to open the eyes of men.
大家记不记得路加福音第十章主耶稣说我来要传福音给贫穷的人听
The Lord says that he came in Luke chapter 4 to proclaim the gospel.
报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的可以看见。
Those who are captive may be set free; those who are blind may see.
所以你发现开眼叫瞎子看见是主耶稣非常重要的事情。
So it's one of the important ministry for Jesus to open the to give sight to the blind.
你千万不要以为只是肉身的瞎眼叫他看见。
Do not think Jesus is performing a physical miracle.
在使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
当保罗被带到亚基帕王面前的时候
，When Paul was taken to King Agrippa,
他跟亚基帕王做见证，他那天在大马色的路上如何遇见了神。
And he testified on the way to Damascus how he met the Lord.
那天讲到耶稣给他的托付。
And then spoke of the Lord's commission to Paul's life.
我叫他去啊。
Paul, God says, go.
叫人的眼睛得开。
That the eyes of men may see.
可以从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
Out of darkness turns to light, and under the dominion of Satan unto God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在历史上，在见证上，这个保罗很少叫人家瞎眼的看见。
But through history, through testimony, you discover that Paul really did not cause many who are physically blind to see.
都是指的我们心灵的眼睛。
It's always speaking of the eyes of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们的眼睛到底是不是明亮的。
Aren't you sure? I wonder if the eyes of our hearts are they well lit.
所以当我们今天要讲说看哪神的羔羊的时候
，So today when we proclaim, behold the Lamb of God.
我们千万不要去追求说我在异象中、异梦中看见穿白衣服的人子。
We're not pursuing that in our dreams or in revelations that we see this Son of Man who's clothed in white.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要去追求这些特殊的经历。
We're not pursuing these special experiences.
圣灵开我们眼睛。
But when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes.
看见耶稣
to see Jesus,
就是知道我这个人整个人被他给吸引给抓住了
that my entire being is captured by him.
所以看见不见得是当然不是指肉眼看见
so this seeing is not necessarily seeing for the physical eyes.
所以主耶稣说清心的人有福了
That's why the Lord said, blessed are those who are pure in heart.
他们必得见神,
for they shall see God.
弟兄姊妹,
but for us to be able to see the Son of God, to be able to see God,
说到我们要清心啊,
it says that we need to have a pure heart. But the God of this world wants to blind the hearts of men. You recall what verse this is?
把你们累光光听我讲道。 哥林多后书第十章,
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
那些不信的人, 这个世界的神就把他们的心眼给弄瞎了,
who did not believe, the eyes of their hearts were darkened.
弟兄姊妹啊,你就发现这个,这你讲的看见都不是指的外面的。
And you discover that all these seeing is not just the outward seeing.
一个更好的例子啊,
a better example.
希伯来书十一章,
Hebrews chapter 11.
讲到摩西得胜的时候,
it spoke of when Moses was victorious.
他宁可跟神的百姓同受苦害, 不肯享受最终之乐。
That he rather suffered with the people of God, that he would not delight himself in the pleasures of this world.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He saw the shame that he could suffer with Christ is more precious than the wealth.
也讲到他因着信不肯称为法老的女儿。
So by faith, he would not acknowledge that he would be the son.
因着信他不怕王入。
And because of faith, he was not afraid that the Pharaoh would be angry. And brothers and sisters, these four things that I talked about cannot be easily attained.
但是整个摩西的得胜集中在一句很重要的话,
but all these things sum up in the secret of Moses' victory.
他就看见, 如同看见那不能看见的神,
he has seen the invisible God.
请问有没有看见?
I asked you, did he see it?
如同看见那不能看见的神, 有没有看见?
As seeing the God that is invisible, did
he see it? 还是讲到神是不能看见的。 他讲神是不能看见,
he says that God is the invisible God.
但是如同看见不能看见的神,
but as if seeing the one that is invisible.
所以一面在旧约圣经里面三次讲到摩西跟神之间是面对面。
And the scripture tells us three times that Moses talked to God face to face.
但在新约里面又说他如同看见那不能看见的神。
And then the New Testament says that he is seeing that which is the invisible God.
所以很简单的来说就是都不是用肉眼看的。
So very simply put, he did not see it with his physical eyes.
而是从心里面在灵里面看见的那位不能看见的神。
His eyes, the eyes of his heart, he has seen the invisible God.
哎呀,他的同在这么真实啊。
His presence is so real.
我们的心被他夺去了。
Our hearts are being captured by him.
我们的心被他吸引了。
Our hearts are being drawn by him.
我们的生活被他影响了。
Our lives are being influenced by him.
弟兄姊妹,地上没有一个人 像耶稣这样子配得我们来看的。Brothers,
not a person in this world is worthy of our sight like Jesus.
没有一个人像耶稣这样子值得我们来看的。Not
a person is worthy like Jesus of our attention.
我再说啊, 没有一个人也像耶稣这样子经得起我们看的。And
I say again, not a person who can bear us gazing upon.
没有一个人像耶稣是我们这么应该来看的。No
one like Jesus that is worthy of our gaze.
我讲了几个了?
How many of these things have I talked about?
没有一个人像耶稣这样子怎么值得我们看?
No one's like Jesus worthy of our sight.
经得起我们看?
We can endure or bear our sight.
或是我们应该来看的?
Or that we ought to look upon.
吸引我们来看他的?
And draws us to want to look upon.
所以当主耶稣显现的时候, 主耶稣说来跟从我。
So when Jesus appeared, he said, come follow me.
明明以赛亚书说他没有加薪美容。
And Isaiah says that he has nothing for us to esteem him of.
我们看见他的时候, 他也没有任何的美貌值得我们羡慕。
And there's nothing that would cause us to admire him.
当他说来跟从我的时候,
but when he cries out, come follow me.
彼得、约翰、雅各丢下一切起来跟随耶稣。
Peter, James, and John, they forsook everything and followed him.
马太坐在税关上、税吏上，那是肥缺。用今天的话来说，
But Matthew was sitting as a tax collector, he was a thief.
马上离开税关起来跟随耶稣。
He left his position and he followed Jesus.
保罗虔诚一片看好。保罗。
Paul, he saw his future very clearly.
他步步高升，达基斯把命令都交给他，让他去杀基督。
He was taking his steps, getting higher and higher. The high priest has given him the authority to go and annihilate Christianity.
当他一看见耶稣的时候
，But when he saw Jesus,
我常讲的一句话，保罗的一生就断送在耶稣的显现上。
And I say that Paul has ended his entire life at looking at Jesus.
他整个地上的计划、人生的这个前途，通通毁在耶稣的显现上。
All of his plans, all of his future has come to an end when he saw Jesus.
神把他从地上这么荣耀的一个地位放到一个属天的路上去了。
And God has taken a very promising path in his life and took him out and put him on a spiritual path.
他一生被耶稣吸引。
His entire life is drawn by Jesus.
一生活着为耶稣。
His entire life is living for Jesus.
他爱我，为我死。
He loves me and gave himself for me.
所以保罗说，或生或死，我总叫我身上照常显大。
So Paul says, I'd rather life or death, Christ is to be magnified through me.
保罗说，我已经丢弃为他丢弃万事，如同粪土为基督。
Paul says, I forsook everything as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
保罗说，我只有一件，放弃背后，努力面前，向着标杆去。
I have but one thing, I forget the past and I press forward towards the goal.
讲到最后，保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And then Paul gets the point. He says.For me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，当耶稣向他显现以后
，And when Jesus appeared to him,
整个扭转了保罗的一生呢。
Has turned his entire life.
弟兄姊妹，我们这次来聚会，我们就渴慕主让我们看见我们该看见。
Don't you say our yearning at this retreat is that we ought to see what God wants us to see?
啊，让我们真的是渴慕看见耶稣。
That we will long to see Jesus.
对，今天的主题的经文讲到施洗约翰在那里为人施洗的时候。
And the theme verse of this retreat is when John the Baptist.Baptizing people at the River Jordan. And suddenly Jesus walked by. And John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God. Takes away the sins of the world. And the next day he cries out the same, Behold the Lamb of God.
他两个最深爱的门徒起来跟随耶稣了。
His most beloved disciples left him and went to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这都是不容易的一件事情。
Friends, these things are not easy.
对，施洗约翰不容易。
John the Baptist was not easy.
但是他活着就是为耶稣做见证。
But for him to live is to testify for Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们就很希望今天晚上，或者这一次的聚会。
And brothers, we pray that tonight, this retreat.
我不管你将来是不是全时间服侍主哈。
I don't know whether you're going to be called by God to minister to Him in a full-time ministry.
那个不是重要的事情，那是神跟你之间的事情。
That is not all that important. It's between you and God.
但是我们何等希望今天晚上我们每一个人的心眼都得开。
But I pray that every one of our eyes are open tonight.
不让世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
That the King of this world will not darken our eyes.
那我们一起来看羔羊。
That we come and all behold Jesus.
当我们看见他的时候
，When we see him,
我们的心会被他吸引的。
Our hearts will be drawn by him.
当我们看见他的时候
，When we see him,
我们整个的人生的脚步会向他去的。
Our path will start to walk towards him.
当我们真看见他的时候
，When we really see him,
今天我们最在乎的，我们过不去的，我们真的。不肯放的，我们为了他都可以放得下。
What matters most, what we're struggling with, the things we can't let go, we can't let them all go.
好，我们求神帮助我们哈。
We ask God to help all of us.
啊，我们需要先来读一段经文。
We want to read a portion of scriptures together.
刚才以赛亚书53章大家已经读过了。
Isaiah chapter 53, we all read it together.
我们现在一起来看一下民数记21章。
Numbers chapter 21.
民数记21章。
Numbers chapter 21.
我们从第四节
Verse 4.
我们一直读到第九节
Verse 9.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东殿。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨堵神和摩西，说：你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列中死了许多人。百姓到摩西那里说：“我们愿赌耶和华，和你有罪的，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。” 于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。好，我们请翻到约翰福音第三章。好，我们请读第十四节十五节。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也被照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。好，刚刚民数记二十一章是讲这一个故事。
Numbers 21 spoke of the story.
约翰福音第三章为我们解释了这个故事。
John chapter 3 explained the story.
民数记二十一章是我们常常有的经历。
Numbers 21 is the experience that we often have.
因为我们整个人生今天在这个世界经过的时候。
Because all the days of our lives we go through this world.
我们好像在经过一个大而可畏的旷野。
It's like going through this great wilderness.
里面充满了各样的危险，各样仇敌的工作。而且在这个地上走路，人生过生活并不是这么容易。所以我们在二十一章发现，他们走路的时候发现这个路很难走。所以圣经上告诉我们说，他心里面心中甚是烦躁。最近有烦躁的人请举手。
They became very discouraged on
the ground. 不要不好意思，我连今天都有烦躁。今天真的是急死了，真的是很多很急死。弟兄姊妹，我们走这条路常常都会有这种烦躁的经验。但是烦躁是难免的，因为这条路难行。但是你却发现，这些人在走路的时候，当他们碰到困难、碰到烦躁的事。
But you discover as they encounter difficulties and things that frustrates them.
一下他们做了一件最不该做的事情。
They done something that they're not supposed to do.
他们就怨毒神和摩西。
So they complain about God, complain to Moses.
然后底下你就发现他们在这里为了他们的道路所走的路在那里埋怨。
And they began to complain about the path that they were on.
他们甚至为了神把他们摆在这条路上而埋怨神。
They were complaining towards God about bringing them onto this path.
他说：“你们为什么把我们摆在这条路上
？”Why did you bring us to this place？
你们为什么把我从埃及带出来
？Why did you bring us up out of Egypt？
我们在埃及不是好好的吗
？We're doing just fine in Egypt.
我们在埃及不是坐在肉锅旁边吃肉吗
？And we were sitting right next to the pot. We're eating meat.
他们已经完全忘记在埃及这个仇敌法老给他们的伤害了。
They have forgotten how they were oppressed by Pharaoh. They were slaves there.
所以他们为了他们所过的生活、所走的道路埋怨神。
So they began to complain about their walk and the path that they were on.
他们为着他们所没有的东西埋怨神，在这里没有粮、没有水。
And they complain concerning what they do not have, the food and the water.
他们不光为着他们所没有的东西埋怨神，他们也为着他们已经有的埋怨神。
They not only complain towards God concerning the things that they don't have, but they also complain concerning the things that they do not have.
他说：“我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。”
And they say our hearts despise these.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？这个经历其实跟我们是非常非常 related 的，非常连得起来的。
You discover that we can actually identify with this experience.
我们在走属灵道路的时候，我们难免疲倦，难免有很多的困难。
A lot of times we're on our spiritual journey, we're tired, we have a lot of difficulties.
我们会有一些烦躁的感觉。
And we're discouraged sometimes.
但弟兄姊妹，这个东西越来越严重。
But brothers, this becomes more and more serious.
他们开始怨毒神和摩西。
They began to complain against God and against Moses.
他们埋怨他们所过的生活，他们所走的道路。
They complain about their daily lives and the path that they're on.
他们为了他们所没有的东西在那里埋怨神。
And for what they do not have, they complain towards God.
他们也为着他们已经有的东西来埋怨神。
But also for what they already have, they complain towards God.
换句话说，都是埋怨了。
So they complain about everything.
对天、对地、对神、对人。
Towards heaven, towards earth, towards people, towards God.
对没有的，对有的都在埋怨。
For what they have, for what they don't have, they're complaining about everything.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们在这里埋怨的时候
，Brothers, when we begin to complain,
神把他给我们的保护一撤掉。
When God will say, "Okay, I'm going to take away my protection."
让我们经历没有神保护的时候是什么生活
？Then you and I would experience what is it like when we don't have the protection.
你发现立刻火蛇进到他们中间去了。
You discover the fiery serpents immediately enter the camp.
很多人。 被蛇咬了。
A lot of people were bitten by it.
被蛇咬的都进入死亡。
And those who were bitten by it were dying.
就受伤，然后以至于死。
And they are all under harm, and they are on their way of meeting death.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要小看在我们这些蒙恩的人身上。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon all of us who have received grace.
神在我们的周围摆下了火城保护我们。
Under the walls of fire that surrounds us.
神在我们周围摆下了篱笆保护我们。
God has set up boundaries and fences around us.
我想在我们教会久一点的弟兄姊妹可能听过，可能看过我写过一篇短文，叫做《The Invisible Fence》。
Those of brothers and sisters who've been around for some time have seen this article that I've written called "Invisible Fence."
叫做那一道看不见的篱笆。
That fence that cannot be seen.
有没有人知道在哪里
？Anybody remember where that article is or that?
这个 invisible fence 是在哪一卷书里面写的
？Do you know where the term invisible fence?
约伯记哈，有没有人不知道的
？Anyone did not know?
有的话我们才看，没有我就不看。
Anyone?
哦，还蛮多的，我们看一下下就好了。约伯记第一章。
Job chapter one.
约伯记第一章。
Job chapter one.
我们从第八节，我们为了省时间哈，我们简单看一下。
Verse eight.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾经用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？你岂不是视为圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”好，我们其他时间没有空去读了。你看见没有？你当神很生气的拿着约伯告诉撒旦说：“你看见我的仆人多好了没有？”完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Righteous, fears the Lord, it's depart from evil.
地上再也找不到了。
You will not find another like him.
撒旦心里不服气。
Satan, he was, he didn't want to.
撒旦说：“这个人爱你，岂不是因为你视为用篱笆围着他吗
？”This man loves you because you set up a hedge around him.
然后你这么祝福他。
And then you blessed him.
你不信，你把这个篱笆撤掉。
You don't believe me? Take away your fence.
你看看他还爱不爱你
？See if he still loves you.
所以神那天许可了。
So God says, "All right."
不可以取掉他的命就是了。
The only thing you cannot do is take his life.
就这个篱笆才一撤起来。
And、so God says, "Let the fence go."
约伯就接二连三的各样的灾祸临到他。
Immediately calamity fell upon.
羊群、牛群、骆驼、仆人。然后所有的儿女全部一天之间全部死掉。
All of his livestock, all of his servants, all of his children, they all died in the same day.
或者被抢去了。
Or they were robbed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为今天你过得这副样子，虽然你有很多不满意的东西，这个神欠了我们什么。
And do not think that you know, like you should live your days right now. There may be some things that you're not happy about. That maybe God owes you something.
所有的情形可以比你现在更糟。
And there are a lot of things you get even far more worse.
神只要一撤手，你知道撒旦马上来。
As soon as God lifts up his hand, Satan will come.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
The thief came to steal, to kill, to destroy.
所以我们千万在主的面前不要骄傲，不要埋怨。
So do not be prideful before God.
路难走是真的。
The way is difficult.
会碰到困难是真的。
There are difficulties along the way.
但是当我们埋怨神、埋怨一切所有的时候
，But when we start to complain towards God, complain about everything we have,
神就让我们经历没有神恩典是怎么回事
？So God says, "Okay, I'll let you experience what is life like without grace."
你马上发现火蛇进来了
，And then all of a sudden, the fiery serpents into the camp.
哎呀，我不要讲了，你们今天晚上回宿舍不敢住了。
I'm not going to say anymore. But if you guys go back to your dorm, you might not sleep.
原来在 tent 里面那个蛇就跑来了。
In the middle of the tent.
出去捡马拉蛇来了。走在路上，蛇咬上来了。弟兄姊妹啊，当这么多人被仇敌攻击，面对死亡的时候
，When all these people are being attacked by the evil one and they're facing death，
百姓们知道自己有罪了。
People immediately knew that they sinned。
因为他们天天看那些不该看的东西。
Every day, their eyes is looking upon the things that they should not look at。
他们不看神。
They're not looking at God.
他们不看神给的恩典。
They're not looking at God's grace.
他们不看神今天在他们身上有一个伟大的计划。
They did not look at God's wonderful plan in their lives.
他不看神带他们要去的地方是何等美的迦南地牛奶与蜜之地。
They took their eyes off the fact that God's taken to a land of milk and honey.
他们看的都是眼前的问题。
They see immediately the problems before.
他们看的都是眼前吃不到的东西。
They look at the things that they could not eat.
他们看到的都是一条路难走。
And all they can see is the way is so difficult.
弟兄姊妹，这太像我们今天的情形。我们为了我们一切周遭的人事物，我们的工作，我们的家庭，哎呀，我们这么多的事情在埋怨。
So much like us, you know, the things that we encounter, our workplace, our families, and we're complaining about everything.
我们看看看看看。
We look at all these things.
而我们就掉进了死亡。
And then we fell into death.
弟兄姊妹，我们就掉进了仇敌的工作里面。
And we fell into the scheme of the evil one.
那天当百姓悔改的时候。
So that day when the people of God repented.
神不光是立了一条铜蛇做拯救。
God not only established this bronze serpent that it would be the way of salvation.
神更是积极上要教导百姓们要学习来看神的儿子。
But actively, God is teaching the people of God.Come and look at my son.
因为这是新约里面告诉我们的这个故事的解释，就在约翰福音三章十四节。
The explanation of the story is revealed to us in John chapter 3.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
？How Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
人子也要照样被举起来。
And the Son of Man will be lifted up.
叫我们看他。
That we may see.
所有看他的得永生。
And everyone who sees him will have everlasting life.
不要以为这个永生只是我得救的那个时候而已。
Don't think that this everlasting life is what I receive when I.
我们什么时候一看羔羊
？Every time we look at the lamb.
什么时候我们一望铜蛇
？Every time we look at this bronze serpent.
他说我们就活了。
It says that we live.
一方面他替我们担当了所有的罪恶。
And on the one hand.He has bore all of our sins.
当我们看他的时候
，and when we look at him,
当我们照着神的话凭信心来看耶稣的时候
，and by faith we look at Jesus,
我们的罪归到他的身上
，our sins are cast upon him.
神的审判离开我们
，and the judgment of God has departed from us.
神叫仇敌的工作离开我们
，and the work of the enemy has departed from us.
所有看他的就活了
，so everyone who looks at Jesus, you are made alive.
所以在那里讲的两次，一望这蛇就活了
，and the scripture says twice, everyone who looks at the serpent is made alive.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天晚上第一件事情要来讲的。
But this is the very first thing we're going to talk about tonight.
当我们讲看啊神的羔羊
，When we say behold the Lamb of God，
我们这次准备讲三个题目。
We're going to talk about three distinct topics.
今天晚上讲被杀的羔羊。
One is the Lamb that is slain.
他担当了我们所有的罪孽，他医治了我们所有的疾病。
He's borne all of our sins. He's healed all of our sicknesses.
明天晚上我们讲行走的羔羊。
Tomorrow we're going to walk. We're going to talk about the walking Lamb.
他是一直往前去的那位。
He's one that is always
呼召我们起来跟随他。
He calls us to follow him.
最后一天我们讲他是坐宝座，有一天要回来的羔羊。
And lastly, we're going to talk about the Lamb that is enthroned, who will return and come back.
只要你们还脑筋有一点清醒的话，还没睡着的话，你就知道第一天重在基督已经做成的，讲过去。
And if you're still awake, you're paying attention, you realize the very first day we're going to talk about.What Christ has done, what He has already accomplished.
2000 years ago, He was slain.
2000 years ago, He was slain.
救恩已经做成。
Salvation is done.
行走的羔羊讲到今天我们所有的经历，教会所有的经历。
And the walking lamb speaks of experiences that we ought to have today.
讲到今天主，今天圣灵一直在做的事情。
That today, what the Holy Spirit is doing right now.
叫我们看他。
And when we look at Him.
叫我们跟他。
And we follow Him.
我们顺服他。
Obey Him.
第三个
，and lastly the third one，
讲到将来
，speaks of the future，
荣耀的王要再来
，the King of glory will come back。
这位今天已经升上高天，坐在至大者右边的那一位
，he was ascended, he was sitting at the right hand of the Most High。
有一天他要回来接我们
，one day he's going to come back to receive us，
回来娶我们
，to come and take us home，
带领我们进荣耀里去
，lead us into glory。
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来看羔羊的时候
，So brothers, when we say behold the Lamb，
我希望神救我们脱离只是字句跟道理的明白。
And I ask God to deliver us out of merely understanding or head knowledge。
发现这么伟大的耶稣是跟我们这样子息息相关的。
To realize this wonderful Jesus is so related to us。
他不仅仅解决了我们过去的问题
，He not only took care of the problems of the past。
他负责我们一生的。
He's going to be responsible for the remaining days of our lives.
而且他为我们预备的荣耀的结局。
And then he has prepared a wonderful end for all of us.
换句话说，你我。 已经跟他脱不了关系了。
In other words, we cannot be separated from Christ.
我下来认识他哈。
We need to come to know him.
对，弟兄姊妹，在刚刚讲的铜蛇的故事里面
，So runs through this story of the bronze serpent.
告诉我们一望他。
We say that when we look upon him, that we will be made alive.
我们真正仰望基督的时候
，when we truly look at Christ,
仇敌的工作要从我们身上被赶逐出去。
Work of the evil one would be cast off of us.
他在我们身上所留下来他工作的痕迹和伤害。
The works of the evil one are the marks that he's left behind.
基督都要解决他一起吧。
Christ is going to come and heal us. He's going to remove those things.
照这个一般圣经的学者的讲法
，according to most theologians.
当时出埃及的人大概这个兵丁有60万的话，大概妇人孩子全部加起来大概300万人。
The fighting man is about 6,000, and the total people that left is about 3 million.
300,000个人。
3 million.
照理说要救他们的话，应该多立几根嘛，哈。
And if you really want to save 3 million people.You ought to erect a lot more bronze serpents, don't you think?
但是你发现在整个那么大的旷野里面，就只立了一根铜蛇。
But in the vastness of this wilderness, there was only one bronze serpent that was raised.
不要小看三百万，三百万大概等于我们等于旧金山半岛的人啊。
About 3 million people, that's a lot of people.
从旧金山一直到圣何塞这么大的地方，大概300万。
So the population from San Francisco all the way to San Jose constitutes about 3 million.
只有一根铜蛇被立起来。
There's only one bronze serpent that was lifted.
叫做除他以外别无拯救。
That means aside from him, there is no salvation.
天下人间没有赐下别的名可以叫我们得救的。
There are no other name given under heaven that we may be saved by.
唯有他，永远是他。
Him and him only.
姐弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
当你最近的生活里面碰到很多很多的这个伤害、痛苦，或是走不出路的时候
，In your daily lives, you discover that you're facing a lot of hurts, a lot of harms, a lot of difficulties, and you find that you have no way out.
就好像被蛇咬了
，It's like you've been bitten by the snake.
你在那里心疼自己的伤口
，And you're looking at your wounds.
真的是痛
，And it's truly costing you.
很多时候我们的经验真的是痛
，A lot of times our experience is very painful.
可是你如果一直注意伤口的话
，But every time you keep looking at the pain, at the wound,
早晚从痛苦里面进。
And sooner or later, you're going to go from pain and into death.
你去找别人帮助
If you go and seek help,
可能可以暂时止痛一点点
It may temporarily slow down that pain.
但是圣经上告诉我们，凡被蛇咬的，至终都是死
But the scripture says that everyone who is bitten by the snake at the very end, they will die.
我们只有一个方法
There is only one way to be saved.
只有一个救法
There is only one way of salvation.
神只立了一根铜蛇
And God only lifted one bronze serpent.
我跟你说，你再病，你都得爬出来见他一下
No matter how sick you are, you need to crawl out to go and look at the serpent.
走不动了，都得爬出来看他，一看就活了
If you find that I have no strength, you better muster strength to look upon him.
弟兄姊妹，对你我今天的难处，
concerning the difficulties that you and I
对你我今天所碰到的挑战
，concerning the challenges that you and I have，
或者在我们生命里面胜不过的试探和罪恶
，and the temptations and the sins that we cannot overcome，
或是我们一个很不能容忍的人际关系
，or the relationship that we have a hard time enduring，
啊，或者我们已经不能再忍受的一个痛苦
，or a pain that we can no longer endure anymore。
弟兄姊妹，我不知道那是什么
，but I really don't know what it is。
我相信很多人都有。
Truly believe that many of us have.
圣经上这么清楚地告诉我们，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
The scripture is so clear that there are no other names given under heaven by which we may be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no salvation.
爬都要爬出来看他。
If you need to crawl, crawl and see Jesus.
再严重都要来看他。
No matter how bad, how wounded you are, you need to look at him.
你如果觉得不严重而轻看的这件事
，If you think that it's not all that big a deal and you despise this issue,
早晚这件事会越来越严重，而最终把我们带进死亡。
Sooner or later, it'll get worse and worse, and eventually will take you to death.
一望铜蛇
，But when you look at this bronze serpent,
就必得活
，You will live.
有这样经验的，请举手。
Anyone who has such an experience, lift your hand.
感谢主。
Praise God.
我想这是基督徒一个正常的基督徒应该常有的经验。
I think a normal Christian ought to have this experience often.
多少时候自己里面累到都走不动路了。
A lot of times we discover we're exhausted, we can't take another step.
多少时候心里面痛到都已经好像喘不过气来了。
A lot of times we ache so much the point that we find that we can't even breathe.
多少时候灰心到一个地步，连喊主啊力量都没有。
A lot of times we're so despair, we find that we don't even have the strength to say, "Oh Lord."
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们转眼望耶稣的时候
，But when we turn and look at Jesus,
你却发现他是真的这么真实的成为我们的拯救。
You discover He's become such a real salvation for us.
看哪，神的羔羊
，Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的。
Takes away the sins of the world.
看哪，神的羔羊
，Behold the Lamb of God.
背负世人罪孽的。背负世人罪孽
who bore the sins of the world.
所有我们因为罪因为仇敌的攻击所带来的伤害和死亡
all the sin and all the harm that has been brought to us by the evil one.
我们都要因为看着耶稣而活过来
But by looking at Jesus we'll be made alive.
弟兄姊妹我们今天晚上要来看被杀的羔羊
So brothers we want to come and look at this lamb that is slain.
千万不要以为被杀的羔羊只是很可怜被杀
Don't think that it's just a huge tragedy that the lamb was slain.
天下被杀的羔羊天下被杀的人太多了
and how pitiful it is, but honestly, there are a lot of people that are slain in this world.
我们先要来看这个被称为神的羔羊。
But we need to come and look at this person who is called the Lamb of God.
为什么圣经上特别叫他叫做神的羔羊？
Why does the scripture call Jesus the Lamb of God?
因为天底下再也没有第二只神的羔羊。
Because you cannot find a second lamb.
你找不到第二只完全圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊。
You will never find again another lamb that is holy without blemish.
就希伯来书告诉我们，旧约的这些祭司们、祭司们，哦，一直杀，一直杀，没有一个真正能够叫人除罪的。
And the book of Hebrews tells that day after day these animals were slaughtered for the people, but they could not take away sin.
因为这是牲畜的血。
But these are the blood of the animals.
这些祭司都是有罪的人。
And these priests are sinners.
所以没有一个人能够叫我们的罪真正除去。
So there's no one that can really take away sin.
没有一个人能够被称为神的羔羊。
There's not one that can be called the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊说到他完全完全圣洁没有瑕疵。
The Lamb of God speaks of his complete holiness. And without blemish.
所以你去读这个四福音的时候，
and when you read the four gospels,
你读到后面，
when you come to the end,
你发现耶稣被抓之后，
you discover after Jesus was captured,
他们在大祭司这个家里面受审判，
and he was tried in the house of the high priest.
现在这个当时轮值的大祭司的岳父家里面审判，
and he was also brought to the father-in-law.The high priest of the time.
然后送给当时轮值的大祭司审判。
And then he was also judged by the high priest.
然后他们把他们送到这个比拉多那边去审判。
And then they brought him before Pilate.
然后又把他送到希律王那里去审判。
And then they brought him before Herod.
又再送回比拉多这里来审判。
And then he brought him back to Pilate again.
中间还经过公会的审判。
And then he was judged by the court.
你发现没有一个人能够在他身上找到真正的罪。
You discover all these judgments, they could not find fault with him.
中国有一句话，这个不知道你翻得出来翻不出来，叫做吹毛求疵啊。那个羊很多毛，把它吹起来，想要找有 defect。
Okay, so people are going through, combing through the wool of a lamb to look for defect.
外面这么 pure, 这么干净，这么可爱的一个羊。
On the outside, this little lamb looks so pure, looks so white.
所以他把毛这样拨起来。
And then you start blowing on the wool, you start moving around, you begin to discover something that's not.
想找到一些 defect.
And they will look for defect.
然后就不能。
And then all of a sudden, it would be disqualified.
弟兄姊妹，这只羊羔。经过所有的人检查，找不出罪。
This lamb went through one trial after another, one examination after another. No fault can be found.
不要说有罪的人找不出来。
Not to say those who are sinners cannot discover sin in him.
连把基督当眼中钉的撒旦都找不出他有罪了。
And even Satan, who hated Jesus, cannot find fault.
圣经上说到罪的毒，死的毒钩就是罪。
And it says that the sting of sin is death.
任何人犯了罪，毒钩就扣上了，你永远就出不出死亡的。
Anyone who sinned, this hook is upon him, and he cannot flee death.
撒旦没有办法拘留耶稣，因为耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
You discover Satan cannot hold Jesus bound because Jesus never sinned.
你不要说撒旦找不到罪
了。It's not to say that Satan cannot discover
sin. 连这位圣洁的神都找不到他身上有罪。
Even the most holy God cannot discover sin in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事情了。
This is amazing thing.
你说今天叫 Mike Jordan 来投篮球。
You ask Michael Jordan to come and shoot the hoops.
他十个球可以中几个？
How many can he make out of 10 shots?
Do you know, brother? About 10?
Probably 10.
Oh, probably. OK, 十个球可能可以进十个人不得了了。场上没有人可以进。
Out of 10, that's pretty good. Probably very high.
但是你要100个可以进100个，那就比十个都要进要难很多了。
If you say 100 shots and he makes all 100, it's a lot harder than 10 out of 10.
你要1000个都1000个进，1万个都1万个进，那又比十个都进要难多了。
1000 out of 1000, 10,000 out of 10,000, that is much harder than 10 out of 10.
基督整个的一生。
The whole lifespan of Christ.
地上、周围、撒旦、天上的神都在他身上找不出瑕疵。
This world, his enemy, the Satan, and God, the Most High, could not find fault with him.
所以这为什么叫做天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Therefore, it is said that there is no name under heaven by which we may be saved.
就是讲到除他以外，没有一个人可以救我们。
That apart from him, no one can save us.
我们一起来读我这个讲义上列的经文第三大段。
Now let's read the portion of scripture together. It's on the third bullet, the third major bullet of the outline.
这两节经文只是代表性的经文。
These two portions of scriptures are representative of what we're going to share.
圣经有太多其他的经文。
There's so many verses that describe what we're talking about.
希伯来书第十章十一节到十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 to 14.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪，就在神的右边坐下了。从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。有什么你要知道，不仅仅他的血是完完全全的血。
Not only do we know that his blood is the perfect blood,
他给我们身上的救赎赦免。也是完完全全的赦免。
The salvation is forgiveness concerning us is also perfect.
完全到一个地步，他说他一次献祭，便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
And the scripture says that for by one offering he has perfected forever.
我想我今天问大家，有哪一个人，我们在座有哪一个人是完全人？
And I
我相信没有人敢举手。
Whoever those who are being sanctified, if I ask who believe that they are perfect.No one will raise their hand.
但在基督所完成的救赎里面。
But concerning the salvation that Christ has accomplished.
这位圣洁的神，公义荣耀的神。
This holy, just God.
透过他儿子的宝血看我们的时候。
And through the blood of his son, he looks at us.
他每一次看我们就是透过他儿子的宝血看。
Every time he looks at us, he looks at us through the blood of his son.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
It's holy and without blemish.
让我们一次得救，我们就成了永远这个完全的人。
Saved once, we are forever perfected.
虽然在客观主观经历上，我们常常犯罪，常常软弱。
Yes, in our subjective experiences, we often sin, we often fall, and we stumble.
十字架圣灵一直工作在我们身上，变化、变化、洁净、洁净。
The Holy Spirit and the work of the cross continues to work to sanctify us, to cleanse us.
我们犯罪，神也审判，神也管教，神也责打。
When we sin, God does judge, God does discipline, and God does rebuke.
但是在基督所完成的救赎这个客观的事实里面，我们
是 subjective to what the salvation of Christ that Christ has accomplished.
他一次献祭就叫我们永远完全。
He made this one offering; he has perfected forever.
你们怎么不高兴？要哈利路亚哈！
You guys ought to rejoice at this at this news.
好，虽然我们在路上还在被神改变你们，但是我们知道在神的眼中我们是完全。
Yes, along the way we're still being transformed by God, but in the eyes of God we are perfect.
因为他透过耶稣看我们。
He's looking at us through His Son.
透过他爱子的宝血看我们。
Through the blood of His beloved Son.
透过他爱子的荣耀的生命看我们。
Through that glorious.
好，我们再看下面希伯来书九章十一节。他说：“现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。他并不是用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。”以下有些经文我们不读了。基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？也亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天晚上真是要来看耶稣。
My brothers and sisters, we really need to come and look at Jesus.
他所成就的
，But the things that he has done,
远远超过我们所能明白的
，surpass what we can comprehend or understand.
今天我们对救恩、对主那个感恩不够。
We lack praise and thanksgiving concerning the salvation in our lives.
因为我们对罪的认识不够。
Because we do not know sin.
我们也对罪应该得的结果和刑罚认识的不够。
Because we do not understand very well our end and what we're supposed to get when we sin.
如果我们知道罪的工价乃是死。
If we really know that the wages of sin is death.
如果我们知道圣洁的神犯罪的人在他眼中该付的代价是什么的话。
If we really understand a sinner before the most holy God, what he ought to pay.
如果我们真看见那些没有得救的人将来的结局的话。
If we really see and understand the ends of those who are not saved.
我相信今天不管你有多少的难处，你都会为着你已经得救感谢神。
And I believe it doesn't matter how difficult life may be, you will thank God for what you have.
再过几天。
In a few days,
911 10th
anniversary. September 11th will be our 10th year anniversary.
You still want to go back to New York? 再过几天就十周年。
In a few days, 10 year anniversary.
我现在闭起眼睛，我都可以想起来那时候这个新闻上这个画面。
And I can close my eyes. I can picture what I saw on TV that day.
那两道。这个 World Trade Center 的 tower， 人从楼上跳下来。
The World Trade Center， I saw people jumping out of the building and falling to the death。
他们受不了那个热。
But they could not endure the heat。
不到一个月以后，我到这个 Long Island， 纽约去讲道。
And about a month later， I went to Long Island to share to preach。
有个弟兄告诉我。
My brother told me。
他们中间另外一个人开车正好经过 World Trade Center 上面的时候
，And there was someone in the fellowship drove past those two towers.
他们大概是做生意的在送货。
They were delivering.
开那个 van， 就是一般的这种载货车。
And they were driving a big delivering van.
他就听到上面啪啦啪啦东西掉下来。
And they heard things falling on top of the van.
当他爬起来开出去爬上来看的时候，上面都是断臂断肢。跟内脏。
He went out and he looked at their limbs and organs that has fallen from the building.
He
was terrified.
这些人为什么要跳
？Why did these people jump？
那个火烧起来。
Because the fire was burning.
那个热他受不了。
The fire was they cannot bear. They cannot.
他宁可试试看我跳出来我能不能活。
They rather test their lives.Their luck to see if they will live when they jump.
从60-70层楼上跳出来。
60-story high building.
甚至有人从80-90层楼上跳出来。
Even 80-90 stories high.
就是呢，为了求生存。
Just looking for that one small chance that they might live.
而圣经上告诉我们。
But the scripture tells us.
所有没信主的人。
All those who do not believe.
将来永火的审判，从是不死的，火是不灭的。
The fire of hell will not be quenched, and the worms there will not die.
我不晓得有没有任何人一个可以想象说，在一个不灭的火，然后你自己烧不死，一直被烧。
And I don't know if anybody ever pictured that I'm in the middle of a fire that cannot be put out, and I cannot be burned to death, but I'm in the middle of it.
被那么毒的虫咬，而且你是虫是不死的，你怎么打它都不死。
And those worms that are poisonous, they're biting you, and no matter how you try to kill them, they will not die.
不是把你烧死，不是把你咬死，而是你永远都死不了。
And it's that you are tormented for eternity to come.
被火烧 forever, forever, forever.
And the fire burns forever and ever and ever.
被这些虫咬 forever, forever and forever.
And worms bite forever and ever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要稍微用一点信心与我们所听见的道调和的时候
，Brothers and sisters, we just mingle a little bit with our faith what we have heard.
我们都要说耶稣，我谢谢你。
And we're going to say Jesus.Thank you.
怎么可能
？How can it be?
我到底比别人好在哪里
？How am I better than anyone around me?
为什么我可以脱离将来永火的审判
？How is it that I can escape that judgment to come?
为什么你居然会来救我，为我死在十字架上
？Why would you come and save me and die for me on the cross?
为什么如果我们光讲他那么圣洁，那么荣耀？跟我有什么关系
？And brothers, when we just simply talk about how glorious he is, we say, "Well, how, what does that have to do with me?"
就像你我有些人羡慕有钱的人 ，Bill Gates 跟你有什么关系
？And you like, just like you esteem someone who's rich, Bill Gates, what does he have anything to do with you?
他银行的存款的数字几位数我都不知道，那跟我有什么关系？
I don't know how many zeros follow his bank account, but it has nothing to do with me.
报纸上天天有他的消息，跟我有什么关系？
The newspapers talk about news concerning him, but what does that have to do with me?
弟兄姊妹，如果羔羊得胜了，他完全了，他圣洁了，被神称许了，跟我有什么关系？
The lamb is victorious, is esteemed by God. What does that have to do with me?
但是就像以赛亚书五十三章说的，
But Isaiah chapter 53 tells us,
全然担当我的忧患，背负我的痛苦。
He has borne our grief and carried our sorrows.
我们却以为他被神鞭打苦待了。
Yet we esteem him stricken and smitten by God.
哪里晓得他为我们的过犯受害？
Not knowing that he was wounded for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽压伤了。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
圣经上说，我们都如羊走迷了路，个人先行己路。
And we have all turned everyone to his own way.
而耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我也相信，决定相信我们在。就没有一个人敢把你犯的罪在站在台上跟所有人讲。
And I believe no one here wants to come up here or dare to come up here and declare to everyone the sins you committed.
但是耶和华却使我们众人所有的罪孽都归到这位圣洁的羔羊身上。
But the Lord God has laid on the Lamb of God every sin we have committed.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 amazing grace， 我们不能够了解。
This is amazing grace. You and I will never understand.
我们永远不能了解。
We will never understand.
我前几天看了一个小小的故事。
A few days ago, I heard the story.
有一个妈妈突然接到学校的老师打电话给她。
There was a mom that heard, that got a phone call from the school.
然后她说 ，Mrs. Smith。
And the phone call said, Mrs. Smith.
她说我有一件事情要告诉你。
There's something that I got to tell you.
她说你的儿子 Mark 才九岁。
Your son was only 9 years old.
大概小学二年级还是三年级。她说我必须告诉你，我今天在你儿子的作文上，我发现了一件很特别的事情。
And I discovered something amazing through what he's written today.
她说我今天在学校出了一个题目。
I gave a topic today.
叫做 creative writing， 就是那种。有创作的写作课。
It's an opportunity for them to write very creatively.
所以我前面先讲了一个故事。
And so I told them a story.
Jackie 在不在
？Jackie, are you here?
他去大陆 mission team 的时候，他特别讲了这个故事。
She went to China mission team or to China, she spoke of the story.
就是在一个夏天，那个蚂蚁非常认真的在那里收集冬天要吃的东西。
In the middle of the summer, the ants are working fervently to gather and the food that they're going to eat during the winter.
然后有一次蚱蜢，那天 Jackie 在我们家就这样跳来跳去，所以她很快乐在那里度暑假。
So grasshoppers hopping everywhere, and she was, you know, illustrating how the grasshopper hopped in our house.
她整个暑假都在玩，她都不为自己储粮的。
Grasshoppers hopping around, playing all summer, not storing up food for himself.
这个说是时，那时快冬天来了。
And shortly after winter came,
这个蚱蜢饿得不得了。
And so the grasshopper is now starving.
他没有任何的东西。
He has nothing to eat.
他没有东西可以吃。
He has nothing to eat.
那蚂蚁这个家里面存了很多的东西。
And so the ants, they have a lot of things stored up at home.
所以这个蚱蜢就去敲蚂蚁的门。
So the grasshopper went to the door and knocked on the ant's door.
然后老师说，剩下的你们自己写啊，写的 ending of the story， 把这个故事写下来。
Okay, you guys write the ending of the story.
他说我教这堂课教了这么多年。
And the teacher said I've taught this particular course many years.
他说绝大部分的小孩子写回来。
Most of the kids when they come back with what they wrote.
就是蚱蜢因为懒惰不勤劳，所以就饿死了。
So because the grasshopper was lazy. It died of hunger.
蚂蚁因为很勤劳，所以它活下来了。所以我们要做一个勤劳的人。
So the ants, because they're diligent, they lived. And so the moral of the story, we need to be diligent.
What's your version, Jackie?
What was your version, Jackie?
The same? Okay.
Same version.
他说有另外一些人呢，比较心肠好心一点的呢，就说这个蚂蚁就跟蚱蜢一起分它的食物了。
And then she also said that, you know, some of the kids who has a kinder heart, their story will end with, they share their food with the grasshopper and they live happily ever after.
这些讲跟这个蚱蜢 share 食物的人，因为没有数量观念，因为蚱蜢吃一顿饭等于他一个月的粮食。
So these little kids have no understanding of how much grasshopper eat. Grasshoppers, a single meal could be what they eat for a month.
他说：“这个我今天出这个题目的时候，你的儿子就突然问了一个问题。”
So when I gave this topic and this assignment, your son asked a question.
他说：“老师，我可不可以画个图？”
And he said, teacher, can I draw a picture?
老师说可以啊，但是你先要把这个故事写完，你才画图。
She says fine, but you need to finish writing the story first.
所以这个当考卷交出来的以后
，So after he submitted what he wrote,
这个老师就跟 Mrs. Smith 讲，他说我教书教的这么几十年，或者这么多年，我从来没有看到一个答案像你的儿子。
So the teacher says, so many years that I've taught this lesson, I've never seen this response before.
他说这个蚂蚁就把他所有的食物给了蟑螂。
So the he wrote, Mark wrote, so the ants gave.The grasshopper, all that he had.
So the ants starved to
death during the winter time.
And then
underneath, Mark drew three crosses.
弟兄姊妹，我们先不管这个小孩子这个答案怎样。
And let's put aside the how this child ended the story.
这个老师这么多年来，这么多小朋友，他从来没看过这样子的答案。
This teacher, through so many years, she has never seen this kind of answer.
而我刚刚讲出来的时候，很多人都笑了，觉得哎，这个答案怎么会是这样子？
When I gave you what he told you what he wrote, many of you laughed, like why would he write this?
弟兄姊妹，这叫做不可理喻的恩典。
This is called grace that cannot be understood.
这是人没有办法去 reasoning， 没有办法去讲理由的一个恩典。
It is a grace that we cannot fathom, we cannot reason within ourselves.
这是没有一个常人会做的事情。
No normal person would do this thing.
今天为什么这位圣洁、无瑕疵、无斑点、神的羔羊
？But this holy Lamb of God without blemish.
他得到荣耀回天就好了。
He's received glory. He's up on high.
Campbell Morgan 说他还可以在马太福音十六章，他直接回天的。
Campbell Morgan says that in chapter 12, Jesus Christ ascends on high immediately. Chapter 14.
他变化形象。
Sorry,
没有关系。他变了容形。说到他的人性里面已经达到荣耀了。
When he's transfigured, his human nature has reached a glory already.
因为每一场征战他都赢了。
Because every battle he's won.
每一个试探他都没有。
Every temptation he's overcome.
每一个神的要求他都顺服了。
Every requirement of God he's obeyed.
他还可以在那里直接回去把撒旦给废掉。
That very moment he can ascend on high and undo the work of the evil one.
That's how about you and me.
But what about you and me?
如果他回去了
If he went on high, that's it.
他得荣耀了
He's received glory.
他废掉撒旦了
And he's abolished.
他除掉了神的对头了
And he's done away with the enemy of God.
但是你我怎么办
What about you and me?
所以 Campbell Morgan 提醒我们，我们要感谢我们的主，从变化山上下来，为我们上了哥哥塔。
Campbell Morgan says we need to thank Jesus that he came down of the Mount of Transfiguration and went on the Mount of Calvary.
我们要感谢神的羔羊，为我们从变化山上下来了。
We need to thank the Lamb of God that he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
还好他下来了。
It's a good thing that he came down.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
无瑕疵无斑点神的羔羊。
The one without blemish and without fault.
我们以为他被神鞭打苦待了。
We thought that he was smitten and stricken by God.
哪里晓得他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
But he was chastised for our peace and he was...Bruce for iniquities.
我们都如羊走迷了路，个人偏行己路，任意而行的。
We all have gone our own ways. We're all lost.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。
And the Lord has laid the transgression of us all on him.
底下说到他被欺压。
And then it says that he was oppressed.
他在受苦的时候却不开口。
But he was without a word. He was silent.
他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
But as a sheep that was led to the slaughter.
又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。
And as a sheep before the shear is silent.
他也是这样不开口。
So he did not open his mouth.
然后因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。神审判他，人欺压他。
God has judged him, man has oppressed him.
而那个欺压他的人就是你，就是我。
Those who have oppressed.Him, you and I.
因为耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。
And the Lord has laid all of our sins on him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，出神，今天晚上让我们来看这被杀的羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that all of our eyes will see this lamb that is slain.
他不需要被杀的。
He did not need to be slain.
他更不值得为我们这样子的人被杀的。
It is not worthy that he would die for you and for me.
有人说主耶稣在旷野里面受了撒旦三个很重要的试探。
Some have said that Jesus has gone through these three temptations in the wilderness before the enemy.
但是主耶稣的余生一生都在受一个更大的第四个试探。
But for the rest of his worldly life, that he was facing the fourth temptation.
就是撒旦一直问他说：“值得吗？值得吗？”
Satan keeps asking him, "Is it worth it?" Is it worth
值得为这个人吗
？Is it worth it that you die for this one？
值得为于洪杰死吗
？Is it worthy that you die for Pastor Yu？
值得为这些一直在这里背逆你、一直伤害你、一直不肯悔改的人死在十字架上吗
？Is it worth it for you to die on the cross for those who are against you and who will not obey you？
弟兄姊妹，这是第四个，真的是一个最大的试探。
This is the fourth and the greatest temptation for you。
一生耶稣都在面对这个试探，值得吗？
All the days of his life, he's been asked, "Is it worth it?"
当我们下次犯罪的时候
，The next time when you sin,
我们想一想耶稣
，Think about Jesus.
他早就知道我们要犯这些罪。
He already knew that you were going to fall.
撒旦一直在试探他，说：“值得吗？值得吗？你看看这个人，你看看他。
”Satan still asked, "Is it worth it? Look at him. Look at him."
重蹈覆辙，一犯再犯。
It's the same old thing again and again.
没有感觉。
He is without feeling, without conscience.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need the mercies of God.
让我们都学会转眼来望耶稣。
That we may turn and look at Jesus.
使徒约翰过去了。
John the Baptist is passed.
但是圣灵今天还一直在我们心中提醒我们。
But the Spirit of God reminds us today.
看哪。
Behold,
神的羔羊
the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的
who comes to take away the sins of the Lord.
何等的荣耀我的罪居然是归在这么荣耀圣洁的神身上
How glorious that our sins would be cast upon the Holy God.
因为只有他能够把永远的得救赐给我们
Because only Him can, only He can give us His eternal salvation.
不要说牲畜的血不能洗我们的罪
Not to say that the blood of the animals cannot wash away our sins.
最爱你的人为你死都不能赎你的罪的
But who loves you most, if He died for you, cannot take away your sins.
只有圣洁无瑕疵神的儿子
Only the Son of God who's without blame and without blemish.
当他在十字架上说成了的时候
When He said it is finished on the cross.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个声音是所有人类最喜欢、最需要听的声音
Brothers and sisters, these are the words and the voice.The entire human race lost to hear.
所有的审判咒诅过去了。
All the judgment had passed.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil was torn in two.
今天我们踏着耶稣的血，可以坦然无惧的进到至圣所。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we may enter into the most holy place.
我们可以重新回到神的面前。
We may once again come before the presence of God.
我们可以像爱子一样在他的面前蒙爱。
As a beloved son, we may say we're loved by God.
每一次我们亲近父的时候
，Every time we draw near to the Father.
他是透过耶稣来看我们的。
He is looking at us through Jesus.
他不是看到我于洪杰，他是看到耶稣基督在我的身上。
He's not seeing past you. He's seeing Jesus Christ.
他爱我如同爱他的儿子。
He loves me as he loves his son.
他称我为圣，称我完全，如同称他的儿子。
He calls me holy. He calls me perfect as he calls his son.
并不是代表我们就可以任意去犯罪了。
Doesn't mean that I can casually go sin.
而是我们要在恩典的底下感谢他。
But in grace, with thanksgiving, we come to him.
好好爱他。
To love him.
好好追求他给我们的圣洁。
To run after the holiness he's given us.
让他的生命来替代我们。
To let his life replace our life.
让他的得胜来替代我们。
Let His victory replace us.
怎么样？让我们来看羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, come and look upon the Lamb.
让我们来跟随他。
Come and follow Him.
我们唱186首。
Hymn 186。
我们开始唱。我们第一节连续唱两遍。
Verse one, we'll sing it twice.
那三个人耶稣面前，活在内心变真迹。谁知他如何能爱我定罪无愧的罪人？我等奇妙，我等奇异，我将永远唱诗词。我等奇妙，我等奇异，我总爱我爱无尽。我们暂停一下。我知道今天在我们中间可能有些人还没有信耶稣、
I know that there are some among us that has not yet accepted Jesus Christ.
虽然今天晚上是我们第一个晚上的聚会。
And though tonight is the very first night of our gathering.
我愿意代表这位这么爱你的耶稣在这里向你发出一个邀请。
I want to represent Jesus who loves you so much to have an invitation for you.
有没有任何人从来没有表示过说我愿意信耶稣，愿意接受他做我救主的人？
Is there anyone here that has never acknowledged the fact that I want to receive Jesus as my dear Savior?
如果今天晚上你在这位伟大的救主面前，你愿意接受他对你的爱？
And tonight, if you want to receive the love of Jesus Christ into your life,
你愿意接受他在十字架上为你流的宝血所完成的救赎？
You want to receive the love and the salvation He has accomplished for you on the cross?
请你在你的位置上把手举起来，很简单的。
不管别人
有没有这样子的人，
anybody here tonight?
在我们唱下去之前，我再问一次，有没有这样子的人，勇敢的举手。
Before we continue to sing, is anyone here?
不要小看将来永活的审判。
Do not despise the judgment to come.
更不要小看神儿子为我们所流的宝血。
And certainly do not despise the blood that has been shed by His Son.
我最后再问一次啊。
I ask once again, anyone?
有没有这样子的福音朋友？勇敢的举手，不要怕。
Any gospel friends here? Do not be afraid.
耶稣爱你，耶稣永远爱你。
Jesus loves you. He forever loves you.
有没有这样子的人？请举手。
Anyone?
没有关系，我们站起来，我们再把第一节、第三节唱一遍。
We ask everybody to please rise, verse one and verse three.
带着感恩来唱啊
！Come and sing with thanksgiving.
Hey, 来，拉撒勒人耶稣面前，我在你心面真切，谢谢他如何能爱。我听见无悔的罪人，何等奇妙，何等敬业，我将永远唱此诗。何等奇妙，何等敬业，我主爱我爱无尽。第三节，啊，等等我一切罪恶。但愿亲自来背负，他背我重担之家，也不敢受苦并受死。啊，但奇妙，啊，但奇异，我将永远唱此诗。啊，但奇妙，啊，但奇异。我就爱我爱我，再唱第三节。啊，难道我一切罪恶，但愿亲自来背负，他背我重担之家，也不敢受苦并受死。我们开口来谢谢耶稣。
Everybody, we take some time to open our mouth and thank Jesus.
然后我们请几位弟兄姊妹很简短的带我们有一个祷告。
We ask one sister to lead us in some words of prayer.
哦，主耶稣，主我们谢谢你，谢谢你。主啊，每一次讲到你的恩典，我们心里面就觉得很感动。主啊，是你的恩典，让我们可以站起来，是你伟大的恩典。今天我们成为我们的救主，主啊，这是你圣洁神的儿子，无瑕疵的羔羊，献出我们，担当了所有的罪孽。我们的心再次要在这里敬拜你，所有的弟兄姊妹都扎在你的手中，所有听见你信息的我们都扎在你的手中，帮助我们反省，帮助我们做一个值得感恩的圣洁的人，好能够见证你恩典的。哈利路亚，我们赞美。谢谢。 Amen. 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 Amen.
Jesus, we want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we stand before you, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are amazed. We are overtaken by your love.
Amen.
We're overtaken by your grace, oh Lord. Lord, we are not deserving of your love, oh Lord. And Jesus, oh Lord, what debt of love that we owe. Oh Lord, what debt of love that we owe.
Amen.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Amen. 主, 我们的心何等的感谢你。
Well, Jesus, how our hearts thank you.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都没有改变。
Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, forever.
你的爱永远不改变。
Your love never changes.
你的救恩永远稳固。
Your salvation is forever sure.
主啊，圣灵在这里呼喊，叫我们看羔羊的时候。
As the Spirit of God cries out, behold the Lamb of God.
主啊，你让我们都带着感恩的心来仰望耶稣。
We pray that we all come to you with a heart of thankfulness, Lord.
是的，我们一看你，我们都要活过来。
That when we come and gaze upon you, we will come up, we will made up, will be made alive.
我们一看你，我们都要得生命。
And when we look at you, we will have life.
哦，我们一看你，我们都要来爱你。
When we look at you, we will love you.
哦，是怎样的爱让你为我们钉在那里？
Well, what love caused you to be nailed on the cross?
是的，所有被挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的。
All that is hung upon the tree has been cursed.
我应该是我被挂在那里。
It is I who should be hanging there.
哦，耶稣，我谢谢你。
Jesus, I thank you.
每一次当我们低头想你的时候，主啊，我们就要谢谢你。
And every time we lower our heads to ponder upon you, we want to thank you.
当我们每一次想到十字架上的爱的时候，主，我们不能不来爱你。
And every time we think about the love of the cross, we can but love you, Lord.
今天晚上圣灵就把这个爱浇灌在我们的心。
Spirit of God, pour down this love in our hearts.
哦，让救赎的爱对我们来说不再是道理。
That the love of salvation is no longer a doctrine.
哦，它是一个活生生的爱。
It is a living love.
像火一样烧在我们的里面。
Like fire that is burning in us.
除去我们的不冷不热。
To remove our lukewarmness.
除去我们里面所有得罪你的地方。
To remove everything that is offensive to you.
哦，今天晚上羔羊的宝血在这里遮盖我们。
Oh, the blood of Lamb, blood of the Lamb, come and cover us.
在这里洗净我们一切的罪。
Cleanse us of our sins.
让我们欢欢喜喜的在主的同在中。
That rejoicingly we may be in the presence of God.
主啊，继续对我们说话。
You continue to speak to us.
继续祝福这个聚会。
Continue to bless this meeting.
让我们带着你丰富的恩典回去。
That with the abundance of your blessings that we will leave here.
也祝福我们今天晚上所有的睡眠和休息。
Bless everyone's rest tonight.
哦，让我们安息在你的爱中。
We may rest in your love.
那个永不改变的爱。
And that love that is never changing.
谢谢你。
Thank you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.